This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. The Prime Minister underscored the importance of properly handling differences and disputes between India and China and not allowing them to disturb peace and tranquility. Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of the 16th BRICS summit at Kazan yesterday. During the meeting, the two leaders affirmed that stable, predictable and amicable bilateral relations between India and China will have a positive impact on regional and global peace and prosperity. It will also contribute to a multipolar Asia and a multipolar world. Briefing media about the meeting in Kazan, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this meeting happened close on the heels of the disengagement and patrolling agreement and the resolution of issues that had arisen in the India-China border areas in 2020. Earlier, the PM asked BRICS nations to unite and cooperate strongly to deal with terrorism and terror financing. He added that there is no place for double standards on such a serious issue. At the closed plenary session of the 16th BRICS summit in Kazan, Mr. Modi stressed the need to take active steps to prevent radicalization among the youth. He called for working together on the pending issue of the Comprehensive Convention on International Terrorism in the UN. Addressing the BRICS leaders' summit, Mr. Modi said BRICS represents 40% of the world's humanity and around 30% of the economy, and the grouping has achieved several milestones in the last two decades. He expressed confidence that this organization will emerge as a more effective medium to face global challenges in the coming times. Mr. Modi also extended the support to Brazilian President Lula da Silva as the next president of BRICS. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi after attending the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia. During his visit, PM Modi held bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and newly elected Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi also held bilateral meetings with the President of Uzbekistan, Mr. Shavkat Mirziyoyev, and His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, President of the United Arab Emirates. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a three-day visit to India from today for the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the Intergovernmental Consultations on the 25th of this month. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of their deliberations to the Prime Minister and Chancellor. Both the leaders will also hold bilateral talks. Union Minister of Petroleum and Natural Gas Hardeep Singh Puri has underscored the pivotal role of artificial intelligence in transforming the energy sector. Addressing the ENRICH 2024 conclave in New Delhi, he said that AI is set to revolutionize operations, drive efficiency and accelerate the shift towards a more sustainable energy landscape. The minister highlighted the potential of AI and generative AI in optimizing operations by leveraging real-time data and insights. He pointed out that international oil companies are making significant investments in AI to enhance operational efficiency, improve safety, and contribute to the transition towards a low-carbon future. Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting and Parliamentary Affairs Dr. L. Murugan announced that the ministry is inviting applications for new private FM radio stations in 11 cities in Tamil Nadu. These cities currently do not have private FM stations. During an interaction on ongoing FM radio auction with various chambers of commerce at Chennai yesterday, Union Minister highlighted the achievements of the government in its first 100 days after PM Modi's third term. He noted that Rs. 15 lakh crore has been allocated for various development projects and 1,500 old laws that hindered business growth have been removed. The minister also mentioned the Rs. 3 lakh crore allocation for infrastructure development. He emphasized that several welfare schemes have been launched to promote the overall development of society, which aims to make India a Viksit Bharat by 2047. The Allahabad High Court yesterday rejected the plea in the ongoing Mathura Shahi Eidgah Shri Krishna Janmabhoomi dispute, seeking the withdrawal of a previous court order that mandated a simultaneous hearing of all related civil cases. Earlier on Wednesday, court had reserved the order on the request. And that is the end of this news bulletin.